Hey guys!
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to A Bottle of Crime.
Yeah, yeah!
My name's Anissa. If you don't remember my name, criminology, psychology student at Missouri State University. What's up?
Hey, and then my name's Haley, and we're so excited to do this. This week, Anissa is presenting a case, which is super exciting.
So very exciting. Guys, I have to tell you something.
What?
That happened to me last week. Haley, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
This is hilarious. Okay. So my sister texted me. My sister, Kayla. Shout out to Kayla, 18 years old. She is attending Missouri right now. Don't know her major, but.
But there it is.
But she texted me last week and she was like, so I started listening to your podcast and I'm like, oh, great, thanks.
Yeah.
How do you like it?
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, it's pretty good. I like it. And she was like, but your voice is pretty monotone. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, that's literally just my voice. Like,
right, yeah.
So now I'm really self-conscious about how I talk in this here, guys. So if you could just let me know if I have a monotone voice or if I should start talking like this.
Yeah, no, that would be way
like
really annoying.
Way weird and not me. And so I'm sorry if I have a monotone voice. That's just how I talk, Haley.
That is funny because, you know, leave it to the sister. Also,
the younger sister.
You got to add that in because my younger sister would, yeah, she's got no issue telling me what's up. Like, what?
Yeah.
This is wrong. I'm like, okay, bring it on.
But the fact that she was just her first time listening to the podcast, yep. She was like, by the way, your voice is monotone. I'm like, this is.
You're like, oh, that was pretty quick for you to figure that out.
Thanks for roasting me.
That's literally crazy. My brother, he told me when I was younger, and I played soccer my whole life, like competitively, like that's my sport that I played. Yeah. And my brother told me I ran funny.
You ran funny?
So let me tell you something. Track was never in my future.
No.
Because ever since then, like, okay, I don't think about it all the time, but I'm like, if I think about it, I'm like, it still like makes me think, oh crap, am I running right? Like,
yeah.
But nobody runs like a normal way. There's no normal way to run.
My dad used to run with his thumbs up, so I don't know.
Like a thumbs up?
Like, no, literally, like, he was like.
Yes.
I just showed her the movements.
Why I laughed really hard. So I mean, we all have it, and the siblings, they wreck us for life for sure. Cool. So,
but yeah, that's my little fun story from last week.
That is amazing.
Kayla, I hope my voice sounds more entertaining to you than last week, but yeah.
Yeah, so if you guys are ready to give it a nice old listen, grab your glass of wine and get ready to hear some true crime.
Okay guys, what's up? It's Anissa. I will be taking the rails today, so as always, please bear with me. So Haley, have you ever heard of the Farmville murders?
I don't think so. I'm not gonna remember names typically,
yeah,
like of anything, but I don't think I've heard of it.
Okay, so this is not just a one thing. This is like multiple people, and like it's pretty crazy. Heard this story a couple years back when I was driving home from school. To go home for the weekend, and I just thought this was like super crazy, and it kind of at the end of this gonna put into context like how you feel about online dating and how it may take a turn and how you may not know the people that you're talking to online,
which, catfish.
It's not like catfish, like, yeah, that's super important. Catfishing is like real and still relevant, but like you think you know someone until you don't, kind of thing. And so, yeah, let's just get into it.
Oh my gosh, okay.
All right, so I'm going to be introducing you to Richard Alden Samuel McCroskey. He has a very, very long name. And so for today, we're just going to be going by Richard.
Sounds
short
good.
Short and simple.
Yes.
All right. So Richard is from Castro Valley, California. He is 20 years old. He is an amateur horrorcore rapper. Do you know what horrorcore is?
No. What is that?
So, horrorcore is like very devilish, violent, satanic kind of stuff.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that, but like that's like what I have read and got the feeling of.
Right.
And he's also a graphic designer. So probably making stuff that has to do with horrorcore. But
yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. So his stage name he used when he was an amateur rapper is called Psycho Sam.
Good.
Psycho, spelled S-Y-K-O. I just thought that was funny because I'm that person that's like, oh, you didn't spell your right. Like, I'm that
right,
person.
Right, right. So you're like, you can't even spell psycho.
Right, so maybe
they're trying to make
cool,
it like different and like, yeah.
Yeah, so Psycho Sam, that's his name. He lived with his father and his 21-year-old sister in California. His father was a rock guitarist, so that's probably where he got his fascination for like being a rapper and like hardcore and all that stuff.
Right.
So his high school life, let's talk about that. His high school life was not the best. He was teased and he was bullied because of his weight, and he had ginger hair, if that's a thing. It says quotations ginger hair, that's what I read.
Oh.
But I guess people just red hair,
so red hair, yeah,
get bullied, I guess, like that's
yeah,
rude.
That's sad.
But he did not have a lot of friends, so he spent most of his time in the bedroom composing music on his computer, designing web pages, and playing video games.
Okay,
so pretty much kept to himself. Didn't even like try to make friends because I guess the bullying was just like so bad and just didn't want to try.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like at some point it's like, depending how long it's gone on, I mean, you probably just want to like keep to yourself anyway to protect yourself. It's like a coping mechanism of like kind of isolating.
I was just about to say isolation.
Yeah, because it's just like, why would you want to put yourself out there and then, you know,
and just get rejected every single time?
Right, yeah.
So yeah, his neighbors would describe him as a loner who almost always wore a hooded sweatshirt and other black clothing.
Okay.
That's important information.
Okay.
Just remember that. Okay.
We were just, you guys, we were just talking about how we both wear a lot of black.
That's facts.
So I'm nervous to figure out how this plays in, but okay.
Hey, black clothing is kind of like stylish, though. Black is with everything.
I mean, yeah, and I'm like, it just matches. I always know I'll match.
Guys, Haley called my style edgy, and I don't know if that's, I've never had a good compliment like that in my
life.
Wait,
you really like
I
that compliment?
I love being called edgy. Like, I'm
good.
If I have good style, I think that I've made it in life.
Yeah, no, literally. I know. I love it.
Okay, but, you know, Richard didn't have the best style because he just wore a hooded sweatshirt.
Yep.
So eventually, you know, through all this bullying and this being by himself a lot, he dropped out of high school.
Aww.
And that was that.
Yeah,
so let's set the stage where it's 2009, guys.
Okay,
the year is 2009, and what social media site is relevant in 2009?
I got it, teacher.
What?
MySpace.
Wait,
oh my gosh, that's so good.
MySpace was relevant.
Yes.
Did you have a MySpace?
No, I did not. I remember friends, like, my friends and, like, school friends and stuff, they had a MySpace, like, some of them. But it was never, I mean, by the time I was, like, around that age of social media, I mean, you know, because
I mean,
back
you're a
then,
couple years older than me, so, like, I was wondering if you did.
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess I just never was into it, really. That was just a personal preference, but I think people at my age around that time were, so.
Yeah, no, I didn't, I've never had one. I know my older siblings did,
and
I saw their pages of them growing up and stuff, but I've never had one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so MySpace, it's 2009, and MySpace was in quotations.
Oh, yeah.
So, according to his MySpace, he had only been rapping for a couple months, and his page was, like, full of the horrorcore genre.
Okay,
like,
so he kind of had that, he put all of his stuff, like, on MySpace.
Yeah, he's, like, rapping, probably, like, just fan pics and just...
Gotcha.
Just really trying to promote that...
For sure.
...community, right? So, he had very violent sayings in his lyrics. Geez. They talked about mutilation, thrills of murders, and deaths.
Oh, okay.
This is also very important information.
Yeah.
So, don't you think it's kind of creepy that people just don't express their likingness of those types of activities?
Yeah.
Would you say?
It's always interesting when people are, it's like in a good way of how they're like either using their art or whatever it is to display it in almost like an enjoyable thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's always scary whenever you figure
it's
that
like,
out.
That's kind of odd that he enjoys that, but I won't look into it, but it'll be important information.
Yeah.
Later, maybe.
Oh.
But, yeah, so one of his songs was called Murderous Rage.
You guys should just see, I'm just standing here, like, sitting blank because I'm
this
nervous.
This stuff is just crazy, guys. it talks about dragging and dumping a body, like, wherever, I don't know. But then he had another one called The Dark Side.
Okay, cool.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes.
But this one, you know, he talks about how he likes to mutilate and murder.
Okay.
Yay.
Okay, here's what I'm thinking. Let me tell you something really quick.
What's up?
Do you ever, like, notice, like, I pay way more attention, I think, now in terms of what I'm listening to, just because songs are really bad. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. But it's interesting how it's always like, no, but it's got a good beat. Like, you hear somebody listening to this song, you're like, yes. You know, it's got a good beat. Yeah. Like, you know, it's catchy, you know,
whatever.
So just
listen to the beat, like, do the instrumental version.
Right. So I'm wondering, like, how many people were listening to this, just enjoying the music. Obviously, it's, like, another level.
And didn't even take into context. But they're the
like,
lyrics
you know, it, one, it's like creativity. Second, it's like you don't really you're saying the words or you're listening to it, but you're not thinking of like the meaning sometimes.
Yeah.
So it's interesting how like I can listen to songs and later go back and be like, that's what that was about. Yeah. Like, yuck, or like just you know what I mean.
Actually, in one of my classes today, we were watching this music video. It was just about like how like being a male is different from like being a female and like terms of power and stuff like that, and like it was singing to one of Taylor Swift's songs. It's called like The Man. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
No,
one.
I don't think so.
I don't know, but yeah. Dang. I never listened to lyrics. Like, I don't know, like, I'm not a big Taylor Swift fan, right. But the beat was good, but like when you actually like listen to the lyrics and stuff, it's kind of crazy like what you actually start to understand what they're saying.
So
just some lyrics, talking about lyrics here, are just here's just a bar, you know?
Oh, yes.
Here, spit it. Spitting some bars right now. All right, here we go. You're not the first, just to let you know. I've killed many people, and I killed them real slow. It's the best feeling, watching their last breath, stabbing and stabbing till there's nothing left. Bars, am I right, Haley?
Oh,
bars.
I'm like, can Anissa be a rapper, you guys?
Goodness, no, not about this kind of stuff.
But what?
But yeah, so straight bars, you know, super, super great.
And it's like, yeah, right, sure, you're trying to find words that rhyme, but change the topic, bro. Yeah. You know?
Hope you guys can tell that I'm being sarcastic about how great that was. That's super creepy.
Yeah.
I was like...
Just wanted to let everybody know I sound for real, but it's sarcastic.
It's very sarcastic. If I get to tell
that's how it
that
works
sometimes.
A lot of times with us, like, where we say something, and I'm like, I really hope that... I mean, I know you're kidding, and you know I'm kidding, but I'm like, I said it kind of serious.
Okay, so, yeah. Love the horrorcore stuff. Love to talk about rapping and murder and all that good stuff.
Uh-huh.
So Richard, I guess through all of his sick beats and horrorcore stuff, you know, he met a lady online.
Oh,
he
met a female. Add a love story to it.
Just add a little love story to it. Yes. All right. He had been dating his online girlfriend, Emma Niederbrock.
Okay.
I'm not pronouncing that right at all.
That's
but
fine.
Let's
I
just
get
call
it.
Her Emma.
Yeah.
So they've been dating for almost a year at this time.
Okay.
And then he had planned to go see her in Virginia. Take a trip to go see her.
Okay, so they like don't live near each other.
No.
Oh wait, because he's in California.
He's in California.
And she's in Virginia. Jeez,
in Virginia.
Louise.
That's like
West
Coast
to
East Coast. Yeah. That's the whole United States right there.
Dang, okay.
All right, so let's get an intro to Emma. Let's talk about Emma. Emma is 16 years old.
Okay.
Richard is 20.
Okay.
Already an issue. But so 4-year age gap. Emma is the daughter of a pastor, and her dad's a pastor, and her mom is a doctor.
Okay.
She was homeschooled since middle school. Was really obsessing over macabre music. I don't know if you ever heard of that. I've never heard of that. I should have looked it up, but like, I don't know what that is. But also listened to the Backstreet Boys and played soccer. So I think that what it's trying to say is, like, it's a very different spectrum. Like, they're both very different. Because, like, Backstreet Boys is, like, pop music, I think.
Yeah. And it was very, like, what is it? Like, mainstream. Like, everybody knew. Like,
so this is probably just stuff, like, not a lot of people know about.
Right.
So, and yeah, she also played soccer. So that's fine.
Hey, I just said that earlier. That's crazy.
Yeah. And so Emma also had a MySpace, obviously, because that's where she met Richard. And her MySpace name was Ragdoll.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. You're like, I don't even know what to say.
I literally said that with no expression on my face because I'm like, I don't. That's wonderful. Just. I don't really love that. But Ragdolls kind of are weird.
Yeah,
and
it's
scary.
Like spelled. It's RAG, and then doll is spelled in all capital letters. I don't know if that has some meaning or something, but.
You know how, like, too, back in the day, making usernames, you had to, like, customize them differently because someone already had that username.
I mean, that's facts.
So sometimes I try to think about that because there's weird things I had to do with my usernames back in the day because, like, it was taken or something.
Yeah, I think that could be the case. Yeah,
just in case. I don't know.
So Emma also had an interest in horrorcore music, and that's kind of what I'm thinking, like, the macrobe music is kind of like, but it's, like, not horrorcore, but it's, like, similar.
Okay.
A year before this happened, she had attended a horrorcore concert near San Diego, So, like, California.
Oh, yeah.
And Richard attended this as well. Oh. But they never, like, met each other there.
Right.
But they had, like, through MySpace, connected because of it.
Gotcha.
And so, like, that's how they were connected.
Cool.
So, throughout the whole year, they dated through MySpace.
Okay.
So here is something that they posted on MySpace about each other, and they're one of those, I am not, like, okay, I'm not here to be, like, judgmental or anything like that, but it's just, like, one of those weird, like, couple things, like, people do that just make you want to, like, throw up sometimes.
Like, when they're all, like, gushy.
Yeah, they're all gushy, like, I'm a, what's it called, words of affirmation, not my love language, guys.
yeah, okay, see, here's my thing, it's kind of mine, but yeah. I don't need, like, the... You are so great.
Yeah.
You rock. I love you. Like, you know, I just need the, like, great job.
Yeah,
like, proud
yeah.
of you. Like, yeah. you know, or just random stuff like that. I'm a good friend or something like that. Mm-hmm. You're glad to be my friend. I don't know.
Right.
But, yes. Okay, I'm excited to hear.
Okay. Oh, goodness, guys. I can't even read this without rolling. Okay. Quote, "You are my one and only everything. I can't wait," like, spelled W-A-I-I-I-I-T.
Oh, yeah, they really can't wait.
Like, mm-hmm. really can't wait to see you, baby. It's, like, 6:17 a.m., and I've been up since 4-ish, filled with uber amounts of excitement. I can't wait. I leave to pick you up in 5 hours. Gah.
Oh, man, that's
love. That's not even it. That's not even
oh,
it.
Oh, dang.
And my insides feel all squishy.
Okay.
I love you so, so much, baby. Forever and for always. And this was probably, like, before she was about to pick him at the airport. So
right.
I sent him that. But, yeah, that makes me want to throw up. But
yeah, no, see, that's not my thing.
No,
and so even words of affirmation. I just think it's just, I mean, maybe that's what love is like.
Maybe when you're in love like that, even if you haven't met them in person.
Right.
That's just how it is, guys.
Yeah, gotta, I mean, I wouldn't
know. You gotta spice it up when you haven't seen them before.
That's true. And you probably are really excited. It's probably, like, nerve-wracking, too. Like, meeting somebody that you've been dating online. Like, dating.
Yeah.
And then you're meeting them. It's, like, that's kind of also... I would feel like I would be a little nervous.
Yeah.
But to me, it just sounds like they're just straight-up excited. Like, pumped, they're hyped, let's go.
Very excited for each other. But this excitement is short-lived. Okay, guys, let's get into the timeline. Haley, are you ready? I kind of
yes.
left you on a cliffhanger there, but...
I know. Oh, my gosh. We just paused and had a break for a second, and literally, I was like, why'd you do me like that?
Okay, so I'm just going to... This next segment's just going to be, like, just a timeline of
okay.
all the days.
Okay.
All right, so it is Monday, September 6th, 2009.
Okay.
So Richard is leaving for a flight to go to Virginia to visit his girlfriend, Emma. So Emma and her mom pick him up at the airport, and Emma has her friend Melanie that is staying with her as well.
Okay.
Melanie is also a horrorcore fan, which is important as well.
Okay. All so. Similarities, a big, nice
yeah.
little group of
horrorcore
listening
music.
To, yeah, exactly.
So much fun. So there is actually a horrorcore concert / festival that was happening a couple days, like, after... you know, Richard arrived in Virginia,
yeah.
that they all decided that they wanted to attend.
Okay.
And so they bought tickets and decided to attend that. All right, so that was Monday. Now we are a couple days later, and it's Thursday, September 10th, 2009. Emma's parents, Kelly and Mark, Nita Brock, are divorced. They live in two separate households, but because, you know, all three of them wanted to go to this horrorcore concert, and they don't really know Richard, and...
Right.
They just want to also, like, support their daughter and what she wants to do or whatever.
Right.
They decide that they're going to, as a family, take them to the concert that's a couple hours away or whatever and drop them off. You know, even though they're divorced, they just do it together. So.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah. So
they're, like, friendly and stuff, it
yeah.
seems like.
My parents are divorced, and it was super weird to start seeing them be friends with each other.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, it's weird. Because you move from, like, them being together and then
right.
being not. And then it's, like, why are you doing?
Yeah, you're like, wait,
Stop
are you
it.
Guys, like friends? Like,
right, right.
are you guys, like,
super weird.
Are you liking each other? What's going on?
Right. So, they attend the concert, and it's called the Wicked Festival, and it's located in Inwood, West Virginia. And this is going to be so stupid, and I feel like I, like, am really stupid if I say this, but
say it.
There's Virginia. It's, like, Virginia, its own state, and then there's, like, West Virginia.
Are you asking me?
Yes.
Because I don't know.
Wait, no, 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 no. That's just...
Is it two separate states?
No, I think it's a... Oh my gosh, the fact that we're exposing ourselves. How dare you expose me?
I told you it was a stupid question. But I didn't know you did it. I thought you would know.
Well, I'm assuming that's not... I think Virginia's just Virginia. These people are going to... Oh my gosh. Our listeners are going to be like, bro. But listen to
guys,
me.
I think
okay?
There is, I think there is a West Virginia.
I only got tested over the states
once. I don't remember the last time I had a geography
and
test.
I moved whenever I think I was learning that. And so I moved to another school. And then I think I just missed a lot of information. I have to defend myself.
Yeah.
And I am innocent.
No, I am innocent.
But I'm pretty sure Virginia is just Virginia. I don't. There's no, like, West Virginia.
So it's not a completely different state.
You know, I want to stand by that.
You're going to stand
not
by that?
Confident.
I'm not confident in any answer, so that's why I asked. But are you going to stand by your answer?
Yeah, I'm going to say it's just Virginia.
Guys, if Haley's wrong, please go roast her.
Roast me. You have the opportunity. Be kind of nice, but you have the opportunity to roast me.
Okay, so concert is in West Virginia. Virginia, oh, we don't know.
Okay.
But, yeah, so throughout, you know, the last couple of days of Emma and Richard getting to spend time with each other and attend the concert, Emma starts to realize, you know, she's just not that into Richard as she thought she was.
Oh, no.
And, you know, that's what you get when you online date. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm not surprised.
Right.
And it doesn't seem like they, like, talked on the phone or anything like that, like, or FaceTimed or... Because maybe through that you would get to know someone a little bit better. But, like, that's what happens when you online date. And that's how catfishing happens. And, like... You start to realize you don't really like this person, you don't really know that person.
Isn't she, like, 16, too?
She is 16.
So I feel like, in my mind, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like it's, you know, it is for sure way less of, a serious, deep relationship a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Like, I know people marry their high school sweethearts. I know that stuff happens, but you don't initially start out really just, like, doing... It's more of, like, I feel like I see more real relationships whenever there's, like... You have more of an adult responsibility.
Yeah.
More things. Like, she's so young that I don't think she probably knows, really.
And she probably, like, flipped a switch real quick and was like, I'm not into him. I'm moving on.
Right.
On
to
the next guy.
I just, it happens when you're younger.
Yeah. So, Emma began distancing herself from Richard while he was here.
Oh, geez.
In Virginia.
Yeah.
Staying with her. So, during the concert, Emma and her friend Melanie decided to stick together, and they would talk about how much Emma did not find Richard attractive, and, you know, Richard is just out of an earshot when all this is happening,
oh.
So he can hear them, and it's really sad because no one wants to hear people talking about you,
especially,
and, like, not
like,
in a good way.
You're physically hearing it.
And so it probably, like, made his self-confidence go down because he thought he was, like, meeting this really cool girl that he was so into, he was so smitten, and he thought he was getting the energy right back to him when he got there, and when she just flipped a switch, he was, like, really hurt by it, and really, really, really upset about it. So, for some odd reason, I don't know how, Richard had gotten a hold of Melanie's phone.
Mm-hmm.
Not Melanie's phone, Emma's phone. Got a hold of Emma's phone.
Okay.
And he went through it, of course.
Oh, good.
And
classic.
Then, yeah, he saw some text messages that were between Emma and another person. And there's some speculation that it could have been a person that she met at the concert.
And, oh, like when he was there?
Yeah,
with
when
her?
They were there. And, like, so this is still, like, they're at the concert still. And, like, she's probably met some guy, like, at the beginning.
Whoa.
Got his number, texted him. Like, she moved on quick.
Dang, she's, like, moving fast, too. Like, you're not, like, waiting to text after.
Yeah.
It's,
so,
like, then.
He saw those text messages, and he was pissed.
I mean,
very much pissed. And he was really upset throughout the whole entire concert and the trip back to Emma's house after the concert.
Aw.
So, that is on Thursday, concert date. Okay, so it's now Sunday, September 13th, 2009. We're after the concert, and the group has returned home from Emma's house in Farmville. All right, that's the end. That's it. Nothing happened, guys.
All right, thanks for listening.
Wrap it up.
What if we just wasted people's time like
psych.
That?
People would be so mad. I'd be mad too if I
Me
were
too.
You.
Me too. I would be mad too. I'm like, you're kidding. Where? What? No, but for real.
Okay, guys, that's not it. I was joking if you couldn't tell. I sound really monotone now. I'm not. Like,
you are not sounding monotone.
Okay, it's fine. It's fine. All right. Fast forward to Thursday, the next week, September 17th.
Okay.
Melanie's parents make a call to Mark, Emma's dad, saying that they're concerned that their daughter has not returned home yet. You know.
Okay, wait. This is a week from the concert.
Yeah, this is Melanie, so we went from Sunday when the group returned home to now this coming Thursday.
Okay.
So Melanie's parents call because their daughter's not home yet. Concert's been over. Where is she at?
Right.
And Mark tells Melanie's parents that he's going to go to Kelly's house, you know, since they're divorced.
Okay, yes.
Emma's mom. This is where Emma's staying, and he's going to go check on them.
Right.
They don't hear back from Mark at all.
So
they call the police. Same day, but it's 11:58 p.m. Okay. It's nighttime. This is funny to me because it's 11:58, and this is when the police decide to come. So a police officer goes to Kelly's home to check on Melanie, and who answers the door? Who answers it?
The guy
named Richard. Yes,
I forgot his name. Yeah.
Richard answers the door, and what? He tells them that they all went to a movie at 11:58 p.m. at night, and he decided to stay back. Maybe they went earlier or something.
Right.
And is just out still, but they're not back yet from wherever they went. So, police believe his story, and they leave.
They're like, cool, 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 have a good night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, no big deal. It's like,
well, okay. Still, there's no, there's, what?
Yeah, okay. So, multiple times, Melanie's parents would call the police.
Yeah.
Or, like, call the house, text Melanie's phone.
Yeah.
She's not answering. And so they would continue to call, and every single time they would try to see where Melanie's at, like, Richard would answer the phone and give them a whole new story and then hang up.
Okay, so he's at
Kelly's house.
He's still with Emma, like, mm-hmm. They're still there.
Yeah.
And none of the girls are seen, and Richard's answering
Yeah, Richard's everything. Just answering everything. Like, they're, according to Richard, like, they're all gone somewhere.
Oh, my gosh.
And, like, they haven't returned home. And that's all he's saying, and he just ends the conversation.
That's just wild. Okay. Yeah.
So, an hour later, or, like, 2 minutes later, it's, like, Friday, September 18th. But it's, like, 12:58 in the morning, right. So, like, an hour later. Not long after, Richard calls the police back after they leave.
Okay.
That's weird.
Very
Why would he do that?
Very weird, yeah.
Okay, so
like, calls them.
Yeah, he calls them. It's like, but here's what he tells them. He tells them that he hears something in the basement, and he needs someone to come stop by and check it out because he's kind of scared.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So the police come back and they check on the basement to find it filled with animal feces. And they're like, all right.
Like,
you need to clean up after your pet.
Do they know what kind of, like, is it just like a regular animal or like?
I think it's just like just dogs or just, not a cat because you have a litter box probably.
Right.
Probably just, like, that's what the smell, that's what the odor is, and, like, it's all around the house.
Right.
Weird. And he heard something, and so the police checked it out, and it's just animal feces, probably because of the dog or something is down there. So everything checks out, nothing suspicious, and they leave. The police leave. So it's the same day, September 18th. It's 4:20 in the morning, and Richard leaves and gets a ticket for driving without a license after his car gets stuck in a ditch.
What are the odds? Yeah. Like, that this all happened so fast.
It is. It's just crazy how this happens.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And his car is stuck in a ditch.
So he has to go, you know, get that fixed, get it towed. But yeah. So while he's getting his car fixed or whatever, getting it towed, it's 6 a.m. and Richard goes to eat breakfast at the Huddle House, a restaurant in Farmville. A restaurant.
A restaurant? I was like, wait, hold up.
It's a restaurant in Farmville.
Okay.
So, this is just, like, what's happening, like, with Richard through this timeline,
basically.
So, he's eating breakfast. The server asked Richard, like, why he looks so tired, and Richard said that he's just been awake for days.
Oh, my gosh, I have two things to say. One, I hate when people ask me if I'm tired. You know, or they're like, you look tired. I'm like, because I am.
It's just my face.
Well, I wonder why, or it's just because I've had the best day ever, and I'm like, what, you think I look tired? And I'm like, what?
What is it? Does that mean I look ugly or something? Like,
yeah, I know. I always take really a big offense to it. But then also, he's been awake for days. I'm like, this man's just straight chilling. Like, to me, it sounds like.
Yeah, he's
just getting in the car, tell you, I'm going to go to breakfast.
I'm going to breakfast. Just no wait problem, for it to chill. Get fixed. Yeah.
Like, huh.
Leave me alone, waiter.
Right.
All
right,
so a couple hours pass, and it's 8:20 in the morning. Richard is over the car, not taking forever. Like, it's just taking forever to get towed, get fixed or whatever, so he abandons it. Calls a taxi. He's picked up by Curtis Gibson of Axis Taxi. for a ride to the Richmond airport. He's booking it out of here. He's leaving.
Oh, okay.
So driving like at about an hour long trip, he and the taxi driver talk about Emma, you know, the horrorcore music.
Yeah.
And the festival and like everything that happened. He tells this taxi, like a bartender. Yeah, basically, yeah. He just tells him all his feelings, emotions, and like how he's probably so upset that Emma rejected him, that like, you know, he met this girl online and thought it was going to be great, and just pouring his heart out to Curtis on his drive poor to Curtis. The airport. Honestly, yeah, poor Curtis. So, unfortunately, the taxi driver gets pulled over for speeding.
See, again, what are the odds, bro?
And, you know, Richard just gets out of the car and smokes a cigarette during the brief stop. And the taxi driver, Curtis, recalls that, you know, Richard seemed normal, except for an unexplained odor.
Huh.
Yeah. Strange.
Weird. That's just a weird unexplained. Like, he couldn't even think of what it
could be. Like. So, according to Curtis, his encounter, like, they spoke calmly, like, Richard spoke calmly, and, never raised any suspicion. He said that Richard told him Emma became very angry with him when she caught him going through her phone and accused him of invading her privacy. So Richard claimed that he didn't want to argue with her anymore and just wanted to go home. And that's what he told the taxi driver. That's why he was going to the airport and leaving after all this happened.
Huh.
So that was his explanation. So now it is 1 p.m. Richard is at the airport.
Okay.
He has...
Wait, so what day is this again? Remind me, sorry.
This is September 18th, yes.
Because it started that night, and then now this is all still him, this long string of events. This is a long day. Okay, cool.
Everything happens, a lot happens on this day. Dang, that's a lot of stuff. Yeah, so he's at the airport. He has a plane ticket to fly to California the next day.
Okay.
And tries to get an earlier flight, but he doesn't have enough money, and so, like... He has to wait till the next day, so he just stays in the airport overnight.
Okay.
A couple hours later, it's 3:10 p.m., the Farmville police return to Kelly's home. Okay. We're back at Kelly's house after Melanie's mom keeps on calling them and is like, I don't know where my daughter is.
Oh, no.
Where is she? Like, why is no one doing anything?
Right.
And so they go back to Kelly's house, and... They smell something really strange.
Oh.
As soon as they get there.
Yep.
So they break into the house because no one's answering.
Right.
And officer smells what he believes is a decomposing body in the house. They enter around 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And they find three bodies. They obtain a search warrant to re-enter. And they find a fourth body.
What? Oh.
It's crazy, guys. So, who they found was Kelly, Emma's mom, Melanie, Emma, and Mark.
How? Literally, how did somebody kill four people?
I will tell you later.
Oh, my gosh.
So, that evening, police obviously know that Richard has something to do with it.
Because he's skeeted, so that's never good.
He's out of here. So, you know, they sent out a search warrant ping that night. And the next morning, we're at Saturday, September 19th, 11:25 a.m. Richard is found still sleeping, waiting for his flight in the badge claim area. Police find him and arrest him without incident.
Oh my gosh.
It's crazy, guys. Haley, what happened? What happened after that? Like... They arrested him. Well, what did he do?
Like, I'm literally stressed.
Are you stressed?
Because I want to know how he did this, because I'm literally just so shook.
Guys, it's crazy. Let me tell you. All right, so it was September 19th when they, like, arrested him. So we're just going to take it back a second. We're going to go back to September 15th. Don't quote me on the day, because I don't remember. But yep. September 15th, and it's 3 a.m. But this is, okay, so this is a day that they had returned from the concert, or the night, or whatever. Okay. And so everyone went to sleep for the night. They were just really tired.
Right.
Had to just zonk. They're out.
Okay.
Richard, he stayed awake, was still pissed, because you remember, he was listening to all the conversations Melanie and Emma were having. Emma was distancing herself from him. Like, he was still very upset.
Right.
Because he just wasted his whole entire, like, money and, like, life moments for just meeting this girl who's not even interested in him. So, in his angry state, he decided to start
drinking and smoke marijuana and took some painkillers.
Did he just bring all this with him?
I guess so, you know, just into that kind
of
stuff.
I'm like, where do you just, all of a sudden you get off a plane, you're like, hey, you got your dealers ready? And like,
honestly,
you're just...
he must have, because I don't know how you would have gotten all of that onto a flight.
Yeah, so I'm like,
you know what? Maybe he met someone at the Horrorcore concert.
I know, but I'm like, these people are just really quickly making connections. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, yeah, I'm sure you could have at concerts. I feel like it makes sense, but I'm like, dang, like, he was really moving too.
So, yeah, it's 3 a.m. Around this time, Melanie was sound asleep on the couch downstairs. Richard goes downstairs and attacks Melanie.
Oh.
Melanie was attacked and killed by Richard with a splitting maul. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's insane. It's literally an axe, bro.
Really?
He took an axe and, like, killed her with it. Sliced her up.
Oh, my like, gosh. Oh,
it's crazy.
And it's like, how do you not hear that? There's other people in this house now, right, Emma?
Next, he went upstairs and killed Kelly, who was sleeping, sitting up in a love seat with the same weapon.
Oh my gosh.
Just taking this axe and going to ham. Like going to town
like
on these people.
Oh my gosh.
So then he went to Emma's bedroom where she was sound asleep in her bed. And he killed her with the axe as well. When all this is happening, none of the victims like were awake. They never woke up.
That's so.
At all.
That's so interesting. I was literally just telling Anissa, I'm like, how did he kill four people? Like I was, you know, not expecting. Hopefully I was like. Trying to be proven wrong, but I was thinking Emma at least, and then Melanie,
because I guess they were all in different levels of the house.
Oh.
And none of them woke up because there was like no defense wounds when the autopsy happened. Like there was no body
back.
It was just instant.
Yeah.
So like it was really sad, but after all that, you know, Richard thought nothing of it at all.
Oh, because he's a psychopath.
Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely. He continued to stay over the house, like in the house for the next couple of days, as you know. And he was planning to, you know, get out of town a couple days later and just forget it ever happened and just move on with his life.
No remorse. That's not good.
Nope. He didn't have any. So when people started to get worried about where Melanie was, like her parents, that was when Mark dropped by. And
yes.
You know, he entered the house and Richard caught him from behind and killed him with the axe as well.
Oh my gosh.
That's how Mark died. Richard moved Mark's body and Melanie's body into Emma's bedroom with her still inside. There's like speculation that maybe during this time while he was in there that he was making like more rap videos or rap songs about death and stuff like while he was
like
in the room.
Like almost like inspired by what he...
I think is like super... When I say stuff is, like, gruesome and weird, guys, like, I'm, like, when I think about it, like, deeply, I'm, like, that's just strange and crazy how someone can do that. Like, I really think about him. Like, how could you do that with them literally sitting next to you, like, dead?
Yeah.
And you, like, be inspired by that. Like, that's crazy to me.
Like, and literally, it's, like, they, I mean, thinking about somebody, and sorry if this is brutal, but, like, I mean, because it is, but I, like, think about cutting somebody with an axe, like, how... Blood has probably spattered everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see that being clean, a clean cut, you know,
no,
unless, I mean, I don't know. And so, I feel like then you just, you forget, you don't see that blood. Like, you're living in this house.
No.
There's blood everywhere, I'm sure.
Blood everywhere, gores everywhere.
So even if you move the bodies, it's like, still, my gosh.
So then he leaves the house after a couple days, and how did Richard get a car? He flew here. Whose car?
Oh, wait, good point. Wait, I never even thought about that.
Yeah, he stole Mark's car.
Oh, classic.
He stole Mark's car, and you know the story from there.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, so you remember how we were just talking about, like, how the bloody and the gore and all that stuff? So you remember that, like, foul odor?
Yes.
That, like, the police were smelling?
Yep.
And the taxi guy smelled, the waiter smelled?
Yes.
When all these encounters people had with Richard. So the taxi driver... He described Richard's odor as foul, and he had to drive with the taxi, like, the window down to keep him gagging, because it smelled so bad.
Oh, because he's living.
So, Richard never bothered to change his clothes, like, after all of this happened, after he killed all four people.
Oh, gosh, and he's living there.
And so, his clothes were described by witnesses as, like, caked in blood and gore.
Oh, my.
Like, he literally had, it's... So gross.
Like,
all
literally
on him.
Think about that. Like, you know, it's so easy, I think, for people who present cases like this and then who watch all these things and listen to all these things. Like, you're so right. Like, to become like, I mean, if we ever become like
think it's like normal, that's going to be crazy, but like I feel like even then sometimes I have to really think about it, and I'm like, that is just not like, I already know it's like crazy, but I'm like, that is not anything describable. Like it's I would not understand how you do that.
How do you not change your clothes? How do you just sit?
And they say too, like, everything I've seen where people have described, like right when you said that about the taxi driver, like they describe dead bodies and like, you know, decaying bodies, like, so it's hard to describe. It's just the most horrible smell ever.
Yeah,
like that's a smell that I hope I never smell. Mm-hmm. And I just know that, like, people are like, that's a distinct thing. Like, when you've smelt it once and you smell it again, like, you know what that is. Like, it's not something you can forget.
And maybe these people didn't, like, have never smelled it before.
Right.
And, like, tell like, it was what it was.
Exactly. So. But it's got a distinct smell, supposedly. So, I mean, I bet it was something. That's why you can't describe it besides foul, you know? Oh, jeez.
So, like, that's what happened to them. And it's really unfortunate. It's really sad. And it's crazy. So, like, why do you do it? The motive.
Yes. Why?
That's why we're... That's why we're here, guys.
Yes.
But I am so sad to tell you that the motive was very plain and simple. Was that Richard wanted an exclusive relationship with who? Yep. Emma. He got his feelings very hurt. He was over it, guys. He decided to kill these people because Emma did not want to be with him. Richard told the authorities that the other three were just in the wrong place at the wrong time. And they're just an accessory. And, like, they just... Sorry they were there, but they had to go because they knew too much kind of thing.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah.
I feel like it's interesting, too, that the way, the order of killing. I think it makes sense that he saved Emma for last.
Why do you say that?
Because she's significant. She's the one that he's got these feelings towards. So, I think it's either, like, you make them go first because you just can't do it. Mm-hmm. But then it makes no sense why the other people died, too, I guess. But, I mean, maybe because they were there. But, or it's, like, you save almost... the best for last in your mind of like, this is, you were the reason and you're the last one now. I don't know. And it's just surprising because I felt like the mom would have been first because she is like, you know, kind of head of the household. Like you want to, just so she doesn't get in your way.
Yeah.
You want to get rid of that. It's just interesting.
And that's why I was thinking like, because they were on like different levels of the house and that's why it probably didn't even matter.
Right. No,
like,
that's a good point.
First and like no one woke up. So.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, there was also like some talk after this happened about how like when this all had gotten out and everyone knew about it, they were pretty upset. And they were upset at like the horrorcore genre and like maybe horrorcore had something to do with it because he was rapping and stuff about all of this. But it had nothing to do with it. Horrorcore, that's just like a genre and like people need to take accountability for themselves and not a genre. Stuff like that. So but you know, Richard, he basically sold himself out because his songs and his MySpace talk, you know, about killing people as Psycho Sam. So it was just a no-brainer that they kind of knew. And like he dragged himself into a hole with his digital footprint.
Oh, for sure. And just in general, I'm like, you like driving Mark's car. Not having a license, like, that doesn't help because it's suspicious.
And that's probably, like, why he probably, like, dipped out of Mark's car because it wasn't his and, like, he didn't want to get caught. Like, he really thought he could just leave.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be fine.
Yeah. No, and that's where it's just, like, I'm, like, I just...
He lives across the country.
Yeah, I just can't get over the fact that he lived in that house.
Yeah.
That he stayed there.
Why it was
it's not
snowing.
Like he fled right after. No. You know, like, most people leave in the scene, sort of. Mm-hmm. Like, he was comfy. He was chilling.
He had no remorse. He just went on, like, everything. Like, it was just a normal day.
Yeah, he's like, I can see him making a cup of coffee in the morning, waking up, having a slow morning, just sitting outside on the porch, drinking coffee. I'm like, no care in the world. Mm-hmm. I could see that. Because I'm like, with how he seems so comfortable there, it's very, very scary.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, the next year, 2010, instead of going to a trial... because he just doesn't want to deal with that or whatever. Richard just accepts a plea deal and was sentenced to life in prison.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're not going to get anything better.
Nope. I guess he didn't want the death sentence. Probably what he would have gotten.
Oh, right.
So.
Yeah, I guess depending on the state he was in, too, and everything, how they... Oh, well, they tried him in Virginia then, right?
No, they didn't. There was no trial. He just accepted
Were they going to... Yeah, but if they did, I guess that makes sense because he didn't have a trial.
Yeah.
But I guess it depends, too, where he would have been tried.
Yeah, that's true. But he was still in Virginia when all this happened and he never left.
True, because he was in the airport. Yep. Oh, my gosh. This is so crazy.
Yep. But, like, guys, that's it. Haley, that's it.
That's crazy.
Insane. What do you think?
Like, it seems like such a... I don't want to say short and sweet... I'm trying to figure out, for lack of better words.
Yeah,
I just feel like
I understand what you're saying, though.
It's
something where it's so concise. Like, he did this in so, I mean, it took a day for him to do all of this.
All of this.
And it was just, and I understand there's so much, like, pain and probably traumatic things that, you know, yeah, for sure come from being just made fun of and yeah, just all of the things. And I'm sure social media had a play in that. But mm-hmm, that never, no matter what, it never gives somebody a right or a reason to.
There's never a reason.
No, to kill four people. I'm mm-hmm, like, just because it, what? Like, it just makes me sad because I'm like, this guy was obviously, I mean, I wish I would know more. I wanted to see him, like, what his life was like.
Oh, there's,
you know,
pictures of him. I'll have to show really? You. Really? Oh. Like, any advice or just anything you want to say to the viewers, listeners, about online dating in general or, like, how to let someone down more easily?
Yes. Well, and don't talk about them in front of them.
I would have to agree.
I mean, dang. Because, like, he's thinking for a year. It's, like, it's going so good. Like, he's so excited. And yeah, then he gets there. And she's like, never mind, change my mind. Which, you have the right to change your mind of liking somebody or not. Yeah. But, I mean, it's hard when you have to hear that and you've had this lifetime of being made fun of and all of these things. I mean, that hits you hard. So yeah, then to have that and hear that and then see whatever, it's like, but yeah, still, oh my gosh, wow. I'm absolutely just so insane, shook. Well,
guys,
jeez.
I hope you enjoyed that, Haley.
I did.
I really hope you enjoyed it because when I first heard that, like, a couple years, guys, it, like, literally shook me to my core because yeah, it was so crazy.
Yeah. I want to, like, this is one of those things where I want to look up more to, like, figure out, like, not even that, like, because you did great. So, like, yeah, obviously, like, I know everything I need to, but I just, like, I want to, like, yeah, I want to look
those
at this
pictures,
man. And I want to just, yeah, it's one of those that it's going to, like, it's haunting. It's maybe not pleasant. Yeah. It's more of, like, I'm just, like, haunted. It's a haunting thing.
For sure.
Huh. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Anissa, for sharing
absolutely,
yet another sad, I hate to say I enjoyed it, but it's just, like, it's just wild. I mean, we're all here for the same reason of learning about these, and so thank you for sharing that.
No problem.
I just wanted to let you guys know that we were thinking about doing a poll on Instagram. So we want to know, we're kind of, like, wondering what you guys are wanting to hear. We want to make this for you guys, and we enjoy no matter what, like, what we're covering. I mean, we enjoy it all. So if you're wanting more of, like, a high profile or more of a, you know, a case that not many people maybe know about, like, not super famous cases, we're going to have a poll that asks you guys. So, yeah, it'll just be on our Instagram. So you obviously then, if in order to see that, need to give us a follow.
Absolutely.
And how do you follow us, Anissa, on Instagram? What are we at?
We are at a _bottle_of_crime.
Yes,
guys,
we sure
hit
are.
That follow button. And if you know someone who's, like, really interested in true crime like we are, or wanting to get into it, or, you know, just looking for another podcast to listen to, make sure you share this with them.
Yeah.
Like, we obviously said that we're not looking to get, like, famous or anything, but there are people out there who are interested, like us, about this
yeah,
crazy stuff. And so we just want to make sure that we're sharing what we love with
yeah,
people that love it as well.
Yes.
So make sure you share, follow us on Instagram, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, we hope you guys have a great day and listen to more true crime before we talk to you again.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.